It's time for Baffled by the Bunch, where this Thursday, the Smile Drive Bunch is going to try and baffle Gavin. Hi, Gavin. How's your day been so far?
It's been interesting.
So you've had an interesting day. Have you ever been to Australia, Gavin?
No, I haven't.
Me neither. But we all know that it is the country of death, in that everything down under will send you down under. Yeah. There's snakes and spiders and even ants that can kill you in Australia. But
there's a few ex-wives there too.
That too. You said it, Gavin. I'm moving past it. But of course, we know that it's mostly a desert country. There's something in Australia that is more than any other desert in the world. We're going to tell you what their desert has more of than any other desert. It's either A, camels, B, oil, or C, cacti.
Okay.
One of those is true and two of those are not. Now you need to decide based on how we motivate it, which one is the truth. Maurice.
Gavin, it is cacti. Now, contrary to popular belief, Australia definitely has the most cacti in the world. You may think that countries or places in South America or even in America may have, but the truth is it is Australia. The cacti in Australia is not native to Australia, but it has the most.
Okay.
Cactus and deserts do go together, Gavin. I'll put that to you. But another thing that goes in all deserts is oil. And of course, Australia is not synonymous with being one of those wealthy oil countries, but it does have more oil under its surface than Saudi Arabia or any of the countries you usually associate. But unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately for the planet, they have signed treaties for the environment that has forbidden them from drilling in for oil. So they are leaving it because it is such a unique ecosystem. So that's one good point for the Aussies there.
Sure.
That's probably the best point they have.
Yeah, the only redeeming feature. But you know, if stuff goes south, we're going to go down under and start drilling. Let's take it for ourselves.
What's their petrol price like?
You see now, that's the different situation.
Has America found out that they have oil under the surface?
Well, I think they're suddenly going to put them on a bit of a hit list. But
you know,
don't let them listen.
All right, Gavin, let me be the guy that tells you the absolute truth here. In Australia, it's famous for its wildlife, like kangaroos and koalas. But here's another thing. Australia has more camels than any other desert country in the world. Sounds odd. It sounds weird. But they do have the largest herds of camel. They're around about, I think, 75,000 to be exact, if my math is correct. So there you go.
75,000.
That doesn't sound like a lot.
Okay. All right. I missed a few zeros. 750,000.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, this is very truthful.
That's what happens when you fib.
Okay, Gavin, so you've heard that Australia has more than any other country in its desert of either camels or oil or cacti. Which one do you think is true, Gavin?
I'll tell you what I don't think is true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have oil.
Why not?
Because they're all big mouths and they've got nothing to back it up with.
Okay, so Gavin's crossing off oil. So now you are between camels and cacti.
I also don't think that, although some of them are very prickly, they don't have many cacti. So I'm going with camels.
You're going with camels. Listen, if you were going with kangaroos, we might not be surprised. But camels? Really?
Wow, okay.
All right, so the fact remains, Gavin. Were you baffled by the bunch or did you pick the truth today? Does Australia have more camels than any other desert nation in the world? Gavin.
I hope so.
It does. It does. You were not baffled. You have picked the truth today.
Awesome.
Now, who would have thought, eh?
Hey,
camels.
But Eugene, wow. How come?
Well, the first camel arrived way back in Australia in 1840. And of course, they were bred for transport. But on the arrival of motorized transport, guess what? They were let free and that's where they live now and thrive to great numbers. I mean, 750,000. That's a lot of camels.
Okay.
Very, very interesting.
Mm. Well, Gavin, thanks for playing with us today, and you were not baffled by the bunch.
Thank you very much.
Well done, and I hope you never find yourself down under.
If you don't know, now you know.